from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 16th. Hey, Mason here. July 16th. The opening read, 5 stories that explain today's tape. Let's get into it. First, from the Daily Upside, prenups are on the rise. Here's how to talk about them with clients. After Taylor Swift's recent marriage to Kansas City Chiefs player Travis Kelce, it feels like all anyone can talk about, besides whether staging a wedding at Madison Square Garden is tacky, is the couple's prenup. And for better or worse, recent studies confirm that prenups are on the rise well outside of the celebrity demographic. A survey conducted by Harris Poll for Bloomberg News this year found that 53% of engaged or married Americans under age 45 said they'd signed a prenup, up from 34% of millennials and 41% of Gen Zers just 4 years ago. Next, second, from the Daily Upside, PayPal unlikely to bite on lowball, $53 billion, offer from Stripe, Advent, $53 billion, Stripe and Advent's bid values PayPal at $60.50 a share, sending the stock up 17% to $55.50. The company's been on a long slide, down about 80% from its 2021 peak after checkout growth stalled at 2% in Q1 and competition from Apple Pay, Google Pay, and others ate into its market share. New CEO Enrique Lores is trying to turn things around. $1.5 billion in cost cuts over 3 years, roughly 4,700 jobs cut, and a split into 3 units. Checkout, consumer, Chase Venmo, and payment services and crypto. Analysts see the $60.50 price as low ball. They think Stripe could bump it towards $70 a share, so PayPal may wait for a better offer. Up next, third, from the Daily Upside, Netflix worries binge-watching era is over. Netflix shares are down about 20% so far this year, more than 40% off last summer's peak. The slide reflects a core issue. Viewers are tuning in less, with second-season drop-offs of 30-70% for hits like Beef, One Piece, and The Night Agent. In April, Netflix captured just 7.8% of U.S. streaming minutes, trailing YouTube's 13.4%, its weakest share in roughly a year. Management is testing new angles, partnering with digital publishers, eyeing bundles with rivals, and exploring live channel additions and future World Cup rights to revive engagement. Profit margins have risen and churn stays low, a modest cushion amid broader industry turbulence. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, fourth, from the Daily Upside, Cartier-Perron-Richemont ices out rivals. Richemont posted a 20% jump in sales for Next. Fifth, from the Daily Upside, inside Wall Street's blockbuster second quarter. Morgan Stanley's wealth and investment management businesses crossed the $10 trillion mark in client assets after a record $148 billion net inflow this quarter. JP Morgan's wealth unit logged $2 billion in profit, a 33% jump year over year, while assets under management rose 19% to $7.7 trillion. BlackRock saw a historic first half net inflow of $321 billion, lifting total AUM 22% as investors chased ETFs, private markets, and active fixed income strategies. Both CEOs note the market is extremely risk-on, and while the tide feels strong, they're wary of how long the current pace can sustain itself. Up next, sixth, from the Daily Upside, RIAs excel in client retention, but need a strategy for boosting referral business. Hey, so I was just looking at this study about registered investment advisors and it's pretty interesting. Turns out, they're absolutely crushing it when it comes to keeping clients, like 97% retention over the last decade. That's huge, and it really speaks to the relationships they build. Plus, their assets under management have grown like crazy. But here's the thing. As they get bigger, just getting a little bit more growth is getting tougher. The study suggests that if they really lean into things like AI, or actually have a plan for bringing in new business instead of just winging it, they could see some serious gains. A lot of advisors are already dipping their toes into AI, mostly for things like meeting notes, but the real opportunity is to use it across the whole firm, from recruiting to client data. And speaking of new business, even though referrals are a massive opportunity, most RIAs don't actually have a solid plan for getting them. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just asking clients if they know anyone who could use advice, or mentioning services that might be relevant to their network. The key is to actually track which conversations lead to new clients. And then, seventh, from Max Dividends, from Detroit Foster Care to Dividend Freedom in Thailand. Hey, I wanted to share with you the story of Jason Fieber, a guy from Detroit who went from foster care to financial independence in Thailand. He grew up in a tough neighborhood, bounced through foster care, and barely finished school. But he turned things around by saving over half of his paycheck, investing in quality dividend growth stocks, and cutting discretionary spending. He read Warren Buffett's biography, The Snowball, twice, and learned that building wealth doesn't require genius-level finance skills or a lot of money. It just requires some simple rules. Invest in the U.S. stock market, understand the businesses behind the tickers, and buy high-quality dividend growth stocks when they're undervalued. Jason started with student debt at 27 and reached financial independence at 33, which is 6 years total. He did this by working long hours, side gigs, and midnight stock research, and consistently saying no to unnecessary spending. With financial independence secured, he moved to Thailand, where the cost of living is much lower, and now lives off dividend income. His portfolio's payouts are growing every year as the companies he holds continue to raise distributions. Jason's formula for financial independence is straightforward. Pick dividend growth investing as your core strategy. Adopt the FIRE mindset. Commit to continuous self-education. Actively boost your income. Stay focused on the long-term outcome. And cut your cost of living dramatically. He's proof that anyone can rewrite their financial trajectory with the right mindset and effort. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, eighth, from Bloomberg Markets. IEA sees $6.5 trillion at risk if China imposes rare earth curbs. Hey, so I just read this thing about China and rare earth exports. Apparently, if they go through with imposing curbs, it could put $6.5 trillion worth of downstream production at risk each year. That's a lot of money. The International Energy Agency is warning about this because they think it could have a big impact on global supply chains. Now, this isn't directly about crypto, but it is about China and their economic influence. We all know how that can affect markets. I'm not saying you should do anything with this, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. The IEA report also mentions that China controls about 60% of the world's rare earth production. If they start limiting exports, it could lead to shortages and price hikes in other countries. This is a big deal for industries that rely on rare earths, like electronics and renewable energy. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, ninth, from Fast Company, when not to use AI at work. Hey, so you know how everyone's been investing a lot in AI resources lately? Well, there's a catch. While AI can be super helpful, especially for people who are new to it, there are some situations where you should avoid relying on it too much. First, when it comes to learning new things, it's actually better to put in the effort yourself rather than just using AI. This is because our brains are wired to learn when we have to put in some mental effort. If we just rely on AI to do the work for us, we're missing out on the opportunity to learn and grow. Another thing to watch out for is the temptation to summarize complex information using AI. While it might save you time in the short term, it can actually lead to a false sense of understanding. You see, people tend to think they understand things better than they actually do, and that's called the illusion of explanatory depth. So, if you want to really get a handle on something, you need to work through it in detail, even if it takes longer. Lastly, when it comes to working with a team, AI can be a bit of a crutch. While it can help you get out of your own head and provide alternative perspectives, it can't replace the value of human interaction. Working with a team has all sorts of benefits, like getting input from different people and synchronizing your thinking on key concepts. So, if you want to develop unity and ownership within your team, it's better to bring them together to work rather than relying on AI. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Politics, Hong Kong police raid shops, arrest 5 over seditious books. 5 people were arrested in Hong Kong for selling books the government considers seditious. This is the 3rd time in 4 months that the national security law has been used against booksellers. The law has been a point of contention, and its application in these cases is notable. The arrests were made as part of a raid on several shops. The government has been cracking down on dissenting voices, and this move is seen as part of that effort. The national security law gives the government broad powers to suppress speech and activity it deems a threat to national security. It's worth noting that the law's application in these cases is a sign of the government's increasing scrutiny of free expression in Hong Kong. The city has a history of protecting freedom of speech, but the national security law has raised concerns about the erosion of those protections. For now, it seems the government is taking a firm stance on what it considers seditious material. The impact of these arrests on the city's booksellers and the broader community remains to be seen. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.